beginnt current up, es sagt es beim Zit up und da beginnt mal ab beginnt das macht beginnt das Gemara with the new Perek, Perek Hazav, with the words of the Mishnah, Nochesh is kind of sekesef, that copper acquires silver. The text is brought by a question where he addresses and he says, Hi Itzrich, it was necessary to teach this halacha, meaning with Tosfos Bavli, it says, because we already know the halacha previous, because, and that's what he's addressing, he says, the even though that there are places, meaning, of course, copper is going to acquire kesef, because, and therefore, what would be the chiddush? So that's, he says, no, even though there are places that copper is used in circulation more, still that's the chiddush to have a peira. Still it's going to be peira. I mean, we're saying if even Hazov is kind of kesef, sure, Chayshah is kind of kesef, because you see, kesef is considered more as money than gold, for sure, than more than copper. So Tysus is suggesting, he's saying no, because in a way, sometimes copper is definitely more circulation. And that's what he's saying. Still, it's going to be paid, Mishum, the Ika Astra Dele Maskin, because that there are places that it's not in some circulation, because I'm the Gemara says I'm the base. So therefore, we universally we just made it that currency is kesef more, and therefore that's the chiddush in contrast to nechayches. Even though sometimes really copper will be more circulation than that. But since there's achtema, what's a wonder is a my itzach lemisni. Why do you have to say a different halacha? The halacha of the mois hardoyish shenifsalu, which inferior currency, which was invalidated, the mikir pay that's called that's payer, so that's. That will be kind of as a kesef. Of course, hashtun chayshus. It's copper, the sagituva, which it's very much used in circulation. How the pay is considered pay in regards to kesef. Kolshkin moish nevsel b'shor. Money became invalidated, like we say in the Mishnah, moish alois kindness as a office. Pursue moreover this that we say in the Mishnah, b'chol metal mekain zeh. Now, what does that mean? Muki b'gemara, so the Gemara on the Mevavim Beis explains, it's but moish with it's regarding monies. Which chad paslasim malchus, one is talking about where the government invalidated chad paslasim medina, one is that the people don't use it. So it says koshkein the moishin nifslu for sure. When you're talking about money became invalidated, the mikra pay for course is considered pay like a kesef. If we know already from the halacha of nechayshes, so for sure that moishin nifslu would be considered pay. So since there's a kachinah different, it seems that mois harois actually ha'inusha yoytis ktsas. It's not totally invalidated. Actually, it is somewhat used, and therefore there is a chiddush in that halacha. Now regarding another case, the next case in our Mishnah regarding about Simon, so itzuch, it was necessary to that case also l'perush Rashi. According to the way Rashi explains, mefarsha Simon, he explains. It's made like a regular coin. The only thing is, it's only missing the image engraved in it. That's telling us the falachi. Even so, have a peri. It's still considered as a peri. Even though it's only missing a little bit, because it doesn't take very much, and you already make a coin out of it, and that's a chiddush that still is considered peri. Now, however, Rabbeinu Tam Mefarshei, he explains actually on the next taisis. That a simon is sheyesh lo b'tzuva, it has a form ready, but v'en yitzabat b'aytzo, it's just not, you really use in circulation. So look, you have to say sheyetzav b'deichik, that it could be used under extreme situations. Ach, lo kol kach b'deichik, but not in such pressing situations, k'may mois harois, like the inferior monies. And therefore that's a chiddush in a simon, then it's still considered as peri. Now regarding the halacha metalin kainin, the Mishnah concludes and says that metalik coin and matbeya, that movable items acquire currency, what's the chiddush in that? Which means the chiddush is the other way around. The coin and afila matbeya, that the metalik could acquire a coin, even kumemoy sarois, even like the inferior monies of asimon, which the mikri peri, like gabi kaspa, that although they're called peri regarding kaspa, regarding silver, but that's the same. We got metalin regarding movable items, mikitaba. They're all considered coins, which they can be acquired with those other metal. Next says master b'gemara simon. So what is that? So Rashi Rashi explains imitzura klal. That doesn't have a figure engraved in it at all. But the question of random time is difficult to random time because the pregnant woman isha the gemara shavas of samachim at aleph. But they said yitzim b'sela sh'al gabi hatzinis. You could go out on Shabbos with a coin on a wound, and. And imishim tzurasa, and if it's regarding the form, lavale pulsa, which mashmit sounds like the pulsa yeshalav tzura sounds like that it has a form. Okay, and therefore what? So Tosfos said, "Bigmar mefarshik amandik mar." Later on, that memzaima beis explains that maya simon it's pulsa. So it seems like that masimon has a tzura because it's calling it pulsa, and pulsa has a tzura. You see from the Gemara and Shabbos, which are regarding healing a wound. Now, Be'eshem is the you can say is laperish Rashi. The truth is the chol davish in the kitikuna, anything that's just not perfected, remedied, kara simon. It's called asimon. So. Either it doesn't have a figure at all, like we're saying over here, or even has the form, but it's not significant, as the Gemara says in the Sechta Shabbos. So it's not a contradiction. Then the Tosfos Tanya can say, what's the difference between a siman, which Rashi says does not have a form, and regarding the bunnies that are given as a token in the bathhouses? I mean, the Gemara says over there, Sechta Shabbos, Shavin Reb Daisa, that they're the same as Reb Daisa, the Amid that he says Mechalim al Simon, that you could deconsecrate on a Simon, but by the Greek in Mechalim al Moisan Itan Bechulu, that's given to the bath as attendant. But aren't they the same thing? Aren't they just tokens that don't have a tzur? B'Yeshlem Tzur says no, the Simon he Moish and Nasu Bereiche v'Ba'avi u'B'Mishkal Hamadbeya Hayoytze Be'ir. A simon has the same width and the thickness and the weight of the coin that's made in the city. But it doesn't take much. You can make many coins out of them. Therefore, you could do the chilah al simon. So a token that's given to the bathers, then it's just a metal disc that shares nothing in common with currency, and therefore that's why it's more inferior. And you can't do chil on it. Now, however, Ben Tamavarashi, he has a different interpretation. He says, the simon, yesh bat tzura. It does have a form, but for any Yitzvah, so it's just not used in circulation. Then it says, what are we going to say? Begemara kama Reb Daisa, in the Gemara, not Ben Zayin and Beis, Reb Daisa says, the Amar, Mechalon al Asimon, you can do Chalon al Asimon, and Reb Shmuel, Amar Dabe Echad, they say the same thing, because it's not like Linda Braisa. Reb Shmuel says, Tarta Akesev, Maisa Sheni, which the Rabbis called about Nitzra Biya, anything that's bundled in the hand of Reb Shmuel. Kivai, he says, no, the Rabbis, the tzart is not that bundled. It's the teacher has to ask and it has a form. Now, mashma it sounds like bishmola by tzura, that you don't need to have a tzura. Now, basimon, according to Rabbeinu Tam, yesh by tzura. So, Rabbeinu Kain, hey, chamr davecha, how they saying the same teaching according to Rabbeinu Tam? The Shemesh is what you say is l'rabbis called davah hanitzu b'yad. When we're saying that it includes everything that's bundled in the hand, is av b'she'in a yitzu b'yitzu, even though it's not used in circulation. But the truth is, it does have to have some whatever form, like the way Rabbi Intam explains what a simon is. Whereas Rabbi Kiva by tzura chashuva, Rabbi Kiva, when he says you need to have a form, a significant form, shetetze by tza, that's used in circulation. Now, ach yitzla legam leboy, but you don't have to have it. That's totally used in circulation. But it's like lerabuy from the fact that obviously we need it included. So that's how it'd be according to Rabbi Intam. So Pirush Rashi has a Rashi makes a lot of sense because yes, a simon has no tzura, and it would be exactly like a bishmal, that not like a bikiva holds that davashish b'tzura, and he does not require tzura at all, and therefore they're amr davar echad.